Thank you for calling All Max Health. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code along with your address, please?
Hold on a second. I got to get you up my cell phone. I got to tell you the problem. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? All right. Damn, what the hell? Hold on. I mean, swear, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's take care of my phone. All right, listen. I got a little problem. Listen, I've been trying to order over, you know, over your website, right? And it's freaking working. That's why I'm calling you. This has never happened to me before. I want it shipped to my friend's address, right? Then it tells me the address is too long, right? I've got it before. Then I put my address, right, which I got it before, and it said my address was too long. I said, what the hell is going on? I said, that's why I'm sick of this COVID. No, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm mad at the freaking COVID-19 because they're messing everything up. You understand what I'm saying? So can you please help me with an order? I heard from a podcast, Savage. If you use his name, I get 20% off. Does that still count?
Willing to definitely assist. So you're trying to place an order online, but it's not letting you place it because it's saying the address is too long. And you want to place another order on the account, but you want to send it to your friend's address.
Well, what I did, I said his address is too long, so I put my address, which I've got your product before, and the website, it's not you guys. I call it a technological glitch. I'm blaming it on COVID-19, okay? Because ever since COVID-19,
no,
I'm
we can
the only
definitely
one.
Assist. We can definitely assist you with that. But the only thing is with the discount, what product are you trying to order?
Michael Savage, I just listened to his podcast yesterday, right? He said, you order right now, use Savage, and you get 20% off your first order.
I'm sorry, man. This is Omax Health. You said the promo code is Savage. What product are you trying to order?
He said it's a product for the Cybo Freeze.
The Cryo Freeze?
Yeah, I said, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just pissed off because it's been happening the last freaking 4 weeks. Not just you. I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to get on you. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to understand it better.
People are telling me this is happening to everybody, all different websites. Been technical glitch. Now since this damn January 6th thing, things are getting worse. Just let you know. But, okay. Can I still have the 20% off using Savage?
Well, it's definitely assist. So I just need to make sure that before I can see what's the price and see if I can do that offer for you. Just want to verify the product you order. You want to order is the Cryo Free CBD Pain on Relief. Correct?
How do you spell? I can't find it. See, I'm so upset. I can't find the pain. How do you spell it? It's how do you spell it? It's that thing that's
it's
the roll
cryo.
On cryo. How do you spell it?
C-R-Y.
Right.
O.
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 Freeze.
CBD.
Okay. All right. Pain. That's exactly.
Oh, but that's not.
What?
That's not it, man.
No, what?
It's pain relief roll on.
Pain relief roll on.
Right. Exactly. I had it before, right? So Michael Savage said, order it. Use my promo code Savage. You get 20% off your first order. So I tried to do it on your site, even with my address, which I've done it before. You want to know what your company said to me? My address is too long. That's bull, because I've gotten it before. That's why I'm not mad at you guys. I'm blaming on COVID-19 crap.
What I'm
saying?
I definitely apologize about that, man, but we're willing to definitely assist and also give you the discount, maybe even more discount, because the product is all natural and it's great for decreasing pains and great for your joints.
Yeah, I had it. The reason why I'm ordering it, because Michael Savage said, order it now, use my on the promo code Savage, and you get 20% off. Can you do that still?
Yes, ma'am. Willing to definitely assist. Mind if I place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance with this issue first, okay?
Yeah, well, your bosses know that's what happened. Tell them that there's a glitch on my ordering so I can get the it's not even accepting my address so I can put the promo code. So something is wrong. Not with you guys. It's a damn COVID-19 crap that's doing it. That's all. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, ma'am, you're fine, ma'am. I definitely apologize, but then I definitely will let management know.
Oh, it's not you guys' fault. It's a damn computer.
I should even let them know as well, ma'am, so we can still let the company know. So we can just let them know that it is.
Oh, yeah, let the company know. It's not their fault. Listen, it's everybody's company because it's a stupid damn Democrat crap. They're doing it more now, messing everybody, not just you, all over the damn United States on the Internet. That's why I'm mad at the government right now. It's not you guys, okay? I'm sorry I took it out on you. I'm sorry. I'll calm down now. I'm not upset. I am upset at the government right now. I'm very upset. But that's all I can say because I don't want to get arrested. So that's all I can say, okay?
Of course. So I'm just waiting for my supervisor response, man, to see what we could definitely offer you. Do you mind if I place you in a brief hold, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
By the way, ma'am, I'm just still waiting for her for their response.
Oh, listen, tell her this. Listen, the guy I'm saying it to, my ex-boyfriend, we're still friends, 66. Tell her he's getting a $40,000. You know what I did? I had half left. I mailed it to him. It's working 80% now. He can open his hands and work. So tell her he's getting 40 grand and he's going to be ordering from you guys all the time now. So hopefully she'll say yes. Tell her that. Tell her that, please. That's the truth.
Okay, so you're saying that it is working for him, so he's basically getting money on his job?
No. He doesn't work. He's been, what happened in Gulf Coast, Alabama, a Corvette, the stupid old man who was rich, hit him head-on collision. He's getting like 30,000, 40,000 settlements soon, and he likes the product. So tell her that once he gets his money, he's going to be ordering it all the time at a regular price. So I'm helping your business. I'm serious. He loves it. Right now, tell her, I sent it to, listen, tell her, I sacrificed it. I had half left. I mailed it to him, right, a month ago. He's shocked out of his mind. Now he can use his hands 80%. No, his joints, he can open his hands. He can work because he does wood, right? He's 66, but he's a good body, right? But it's arthritis in his hands and pain in the joints. When I gave him your stuff, he said, Beth, 80%. Now I feel no pain. I can open my hands. I can work. So tell her that. So I'm helping your company. Tell her that
Of course. Thank you so much, man. I'm letting her know the information now. And she's
tell her.
Definitely passing it on to
management. I'm helping you guys.
Okay?
I don't want nothing. I'm just helping you guys, okay?
No, of course.
Okay,
I'm speaking with her now, man. Matter of fact, I place you on another brief hold, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. apologize, by the way, ma'am. She's still looking more into the issue to see if we have the best offer for you. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Say, listen, I'm looking for listen, the reason why I'm saying this, I'm paying my damn credit card. I don't tell her I don't work, so I'm sacrificing to help you guys. So please give me the 20% because once he's getting a settlement within the next 3 months. So once this, when I have, did you tell her that I mailed him, I only had half left?
Right. And she definitely said thank you about that, ma'am. Okay, so we do have the offer. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's just, this is my ex-boyfriend. I'm still in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking out for his best interest. That's why I'm doing this for him. Because you know why? Because it's going to mm-hmm. help you. That's why you're going to get paid. You get a salary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets the settlement, he's going to be buying it all the time. Just let you guys know. So it's helping you guys. I don't care about myself. Okay? I just want the 20% off. That way when he, because it's almost gone. And when he does, he's a carpenter. Right now, he's helping someone build a deck. Before he does it, he puts your stuff on, then he can work. So this is serious. So I'm helping you guys. You're helping me. So it's all a Christian thing, you understand?
Yes, I definitely understand. So we did find the best discount for you, ma'am. Now, we do have it where you can get the CPD pain relief joint defense. We have it for $29.95.
Now, what's that?
That's the product you were trying to order, man. That's what the 10% discount on.
No. It's Michael Savage said it's the, this is exactly what he said. The CRY All Freeze CBD 150 pain. He says, order now, use Savage code, and you get 20% off.
Yes, ma'am. That's okay.
You're
so the original price for this product, ma'am, is $50. The original price for this product is $34.95. So we do have it, which is just for a one time. We do have it on subscription, basically, where it could be $29.95. If you just want to place one order for it, we do have it for $17.49.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'll do that. I agree.
Okay, so you just want to do the one bottle for the 1 month?
It's for 17. Yeah, the reason why I'm doing 1 month, because by the time that's through, he's going to get his damn $40,000.
Right.
Then he's going to be ordering the regular price.
Oh.
You understand?
Yes.
So you guys are going to make out. I'm helping your company.
Well,
and I don't want nothing
so
in return. I'm just a Christian, okay? I'm doing the Christian thing. I'm helping you. You know why? Because your bosses, who make it, you all got to make money, feed your families, pay your bills. This COVID-19 shit, it's making things worse, okay? It's a bunch of bull, to let you know, but I can't tell you anymore because if I was your friend and talked to you in person, you'd be shocked, but I know. And my other friend here in Arkansas, I'm 62, and that's just me, but I can't stay anymore because you're at work. But if I knew you as a friend, you'd be shocked the information I would tell you. It is a bunch of bull. It is actually a virus, but it's very mild. The freaking government's all over the freaking lying. Listen, let me tell you one thing. This COVID-19 vaccine is actually not a vaccine. A vaccine scientifically means when you put a little bit of the virus in you. No, the COVID-19 is a medical device they're putting into you. It's an RNA. You got DNA, RNA. And I don't care. They hear me when I'm telling you, but I don't care. Don't get it. It's a medical device they're injecting in you. It's an RNA. It's to unlock your DNA so you can get viruses more easy. That's the purpose because they want to kill 80% of the people by the year 2030. I'm just letting you know. That's the bottom line. So don't get that damn COVID-19. Okay?
Of course, ma'am. Willing to definitely assist. Would you mind if I place you on another brief hold, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes, miss. I definitely apologize. I just make sure that was the best offer we can give you, miss. So it is. So first, let's start with the billing information. What is your name?
I gotta give you his name. It's going to him. So I gotta give
okay,
you
first,
his.
let me get the billing information right. Then I'm gonna get the shipping information.
Okay, billing is I got the credit card. Go ahead.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's my credit card, Elizabeth Kellogg, K-E-L-L-O-G-G.
One second. How do you spell Elizabeth? E-L-I-Z.
Z-A-B-E-T-H.
So E-L-I-Z-A-B-T-H, correct?
Yeah, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H.
Thank you. What's your last name?
Kellogg, K-E-L-L-O-G-G.
K-E-L-L-O-G.
Two G's like the cereal. Kellogg. K-E-L-L-O-G-G. I want you to go through. Listen, this is my credit card. It's good, okay?
Great, ma'am. And what is your address?
You want my address?
Yes,
ma'am. Shipping address now. Okay, my address is 1509 White Road, Springdale, Springdale, Arkansas, 72762.
72762. What's your phone number?
479-306-0988.
Thank you. So we have a Springdale 8. It's, you said Arizona, right, ma'am?
No. Arkansas. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I did say the Springdale, Arizona. I mean, Arkansas. I'm sorry. The A and the Z and the A and the R just give me kind of discombobulated.
Oh, I understand.
So it's asking me what county. Is it Benton County or Washington County?
Washington.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your email, ma'am?
My email is, all right, I'm going to say it slow. It's Bernice, but I'm going to say it slow. Everybody gets it mixed up. It's Beth. Ready? I'm going slow. Mm-hmm. BETHBERNICE@gmail.com.
Thank you. Beth, so BethBernice@gmail.com?
Right.
Okay, so I didn't get your phone number. What's that phone number again, ma'am?
479-306-0988.
Okay, and what's your payment type?
I have a credit card, Master.
MasterCard. And what's the card number, ma'am?
5230-8100.
5730-7863.
Expiration? 1022. CVV code? 755. Now you're charging me 17-something?
Yes, ma'am. The total price would be 1749.
Okay.
Okay. So, and...
all right. Is it going through? I'll wait. You have to see it goes through. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, ma'am.
You do have to wait until you that process and see if it goes through?
Yes, ma'am, you do. But also, that was the billing information. Is your shipping address
no.
the same thing?
No. Now I'm going to tell you where it's going to be sent in Alabama. You ready?
Okay. So first, what's the guest name, customer name?
All right, Patrick, P-A-T-R-C-K. And he's the one that's going to be ordering. He's going to get 40 grand. Understand? In
mm-hmm.
Alabama. Okay. Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. Patrick Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N, L-Y.
Thank you. And what is the address?
Okay. Ready? It's a little long. Okay.
Go
it's
ahead,
called- ma'am. It's called 5584 CO, which means stands for county, okay? CO 6 Road, lot 105C, letter C, ABC, because he's in a trailer, that's why it's like this. Gulf Shores, S-H-O-R-E-S, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
And the phone number?
His phone number? Oh, I can't give it. Zip code is 36542. But
is
when
the area
he orders, that's the area code. 36542.
It's not going to accept that number, man. Do you want to put your phone number on the account then?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. And let's see. Do you want to use your email as well?
Yes.
Okay. So I will process.
And then does that make sense? I want to make sure, before we hang up, because I do have anxiety and PTSD.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we get this all correct. That's all.
No, yes. I was about to verify the information with you, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, miss. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know you're
fine.
I definitely understand, miss. So I want to make sure your information is correct. So I have Elizabeth, K-E-L-L-O-G-G. I have 1509 White Road, Springdale, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Okay. 72762. And the phone number is 479-306-0988. And we have a Beth, B-R-N-I-E-C-E, at gmail.com.
Say it again. Beth, B-E-T-H.
Yes, ma'am. Beth Bernice.
N-I-E-C-E. Yes, gmail.com. Right. Okay.
Okay. We have your card number and his shipping information. We have a Patrick Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. The address we have is 5584 C-O, the number 6, Road Lot 10-5, C as in cat.
No, lot 105.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I have. I just said 10-05.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
1162, my brain's processing different. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So I do have the lot 105 C.
C, right. Okay.
Gulf Shores, Alabama. And what's the zip code?
36542.
Okay. And we have your phone number, your email. And I'm processing
right.
The order now.
And you got 5584 CO6, right? Road, right?
5584 CO6 Road, lot 105.
Yeah, I want to make sure he gets it. The reason why I'm saying it, I want to make sure he gets it. That's all.
Okay, so with this zip code, it's saying that it's not a USA zip code. Let me repeat the zip code for you.
It is 36542. You know why?
3-6-5-4-2.
Because when I went on your website, when I put 36542, it automatically sent Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Okay. My if I place on a brief hold, ma'am, because it's saying that it's in Mexico. Let me check my supervisor. Don't worry about it. Let me check with my supervisor first.
All right.
And let me see why the system is doing that, okay?
Meanwhile, I'm going to go back on his message. I'm going to verify it, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, right now I'm going to verify it. Hold on.
You're fine.
He says, 36542. His zip code. Zip code for Gulf Shores, Alabama.
I said, let me place you in a brief hold, man. Let me speak to my supervisor regarding the issue, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize, by the way, ma'am. I'm just waiting for her response, okay?
Are you telling me? See, this is another example. As you said, a computer glitch. You're telling me it's Mexico? That's bull. Because I wrote to him with that zip code, and when I went on your site and typed that in, you know what it said? It's in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And now you're telling me your computer, which Tim is saying how damn COVID-19, they're messing with our, with us, the government. They're telling you it's Mexico, and that's, and you're lying.
It's not Mexico. I'm sorry. I am somehow the government. It's pitiful. But it's a good thing I'm not an activist.
I do have a quick question, ma'am. So he does stay in Alabama, and you said the zip code, that's the zip code he gave you. Ask him if he's available. Ask him, what does his mailing address say? Does it say that?
What do you mean mailing address? What do you mean?
Like, if he get, like, mail, what does it say? Because when I, because so
that's
far.
That's what it says. That's what
okay.
it says. 365. The reason why I know it's true, because when I'm on your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote in that number, you know what popped up? It popped up Gulf Shores, Alabama, and it put it right in.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can try.
But when I did the address,
it was too long.
Yes, that's what happens. So that is the correct zip code.
Okay. Let me see if it's our system. Give me 1 second, okay?
Ask. Listen, I like to know. Can you find out why your stupid computer? No, I'm sorry, you got a smart computer, but why there's a computer glitch? Why is it saying Mexico? Well, that's not true.
We're definitely trying to figure that out for you, ma'am, and I definitely apologize for this mistake.
You see, this was Miss, you're young, right? I'm just letting you know, this is just the beginning. Things are going to get worse in the next 3 or 4 years. Just to let you know, this is just a taste. Because right now, I'm blaming it on the spirit realm doing this crap to me. Because they're trying to trip me up. And they're doing it by saying, you're telling me Mexico, when the damn demon spirits know that's not true. So they're trying to get me going, but I'm not going to let them, you know, rattle my cage.
Because
I know it's Gulf Shores. The computer tell you Mexico, it's other people hacking and saying that. Because it's not Mexico. I don't mean to scare you, but I'm just telling you the truth.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're not scaring me, ma'am. I apologize. Okay, so the order did process through, ma'am. Okay. I just resetted my system. The order did process through. You will receive an email notification shortly regarding the order, and he will receive it in 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Oh, did you find out the problem, why it said Mexico, the zip code?
That I do not know. I typed in the information, 36542, correct?
Yeah, and it said Mexico.
When I reset my system, it pulled up Alabama. So the order did process through.
But it did at first at Mexico, right?
Computers, yeah. Computers, man. That's all I can say about that.
No, ain't computers. It's a new world order doing its crap.
Oh.
Believe me, you'll see it's going to get worse the next, I would say 9 months to the next 3 years, miss. Just prepare yourself. This is what I say. I call my daughter in Florida. Hopefully, it's not going to happen by February, but when they say everybody's got to take a damn COVID-19, which is not a vaccine, remember I told you, it's a medical device, the RNA they're putting in you to unlock your DNA so you can get a virus easier. So I told my daughter, I said months later, they're going to be doing that. I said, so I'm going to make it in time to be able to visit her, because guess what? Say they decided you can't fly, and once you get vaccinated, then I can't see her. And I told my friend, I told the government, if it comes to that, I said, you're going to shoot me in my damn head. I'm not getting the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. You guys are lying to us. And I say, you're not going to strap me down. You just shoot me in the head now. I'll be a martyr for Jesus. I'm not letting you do on your Luciferian thing, because you're trying to kill 80% of the population. Because you know why? Did you hear what Biden said? He said he's shooting for, I read it, his plan. He's going to, which is good news, people like me. He's giving a $1,400 stimulus for people like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, he said the first 300 days, he wants to be sure that 100 million Americans get vaccinated. I'm not going to be one of them. And please don't do it. Tell your family and friends it's not a true vaccine, because a vaccine scientifically means it injects a little of the virus. That's not what it is. It's a medical device they're injecting in you to unlock your DNA. It's RNA to unlock your DNA so you're more susceptible to viruses. You understand what I'm saying? This is shocking and scary. It is shocking and scary, but don't do it.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. So you will receive an email notification regarding the order
being placed. Okay, listen. Uh-huh. Pass this on to your family and friends, the truth about it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't have people you love, tell them do not take it. Listen, I already found out a couple people. One 56-year-old guy in Florida, he was an obstetrician, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was having babies. He was in good health.
Mm-hmm.
He saw, I'll take you back to you, it's all right. He died 3 days later. And his wife wrote a letter. Listen, and then another girl in Portugal. She worked a very good health. She worked with a pediatrician unit in the hospital. She got it, and she died 3 days. This is just there's lots of people that it's all covered over all over the world, plus other bad things. So I'm just letting you know, because I'm a Christian, a true Christian. So I want you to know you can do what you want, but I advise you not to take it and tell your friends and your loved ones. Okay.
Thank you so much for that. I would definitely pass that along, ma'am, because I didn't know any of that.
That's the truth. Because their plan is, I'm going to tell you, the bottom line, by 2030, they want everybody to take this vaccine, because by 2030, they want 80% of the population to die and only 20% be left. This is true. So we can be slaves to the top 1%, the rich, rich, rich people. This is all about it. It's a New World Order plan. Just to let you know.
Scare
you. But here's the point. Jesus ain't going to want to go that far. So remember, thy will be done on earth as in heaven? It's going to happen before 2030. So get your life. Like I told my daughter in Florida, I said, you better get your life with God. One, she married. I said, well, now you're not committing sexual immorality. I say, other parts of your life, I said, you better get right with God, because before 20, Jesus and God ain't going to let this shit come down in 2030, kill 80% of the population with this medical device they want to shoot in everybody to unlock your DNA so you can be successful with the virus, you can die. So their plan is, I told my daughter, and I'm seeing in Florida, I says, do not, I said, get yourself right with God now. I said, because that will be done, earth. He's coming to cleanse the earth. It's going to be way before 2030. He's not going to let this. It's called a Luciferian plot from the UN. It's not going to happen. You don't have to be scared. He's going to step in before then, okay? So that's good news. You know why? Jesus said, when you see all these things happening at one time, which are globally, he said, lift your heads erect because deliverance is getting near. I know. You know why? I've been in this damn state for 4 years. Before I was in Massachusetts, I was a very bad person in Massachusetts, miss, okay? I could have been murdered 3 or 4 times. I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe, but I won't talk about them. But I'm just saying you that you can, so you know I'm telling the truth. I can't tell my daughter because she'll kick me out.
Oh, no, ma'am. I definitely appreciate you sharing that with me, ma'am. But is there anything?
One more thing I want to tell you. Before the 20th, make sure you have enough water, food, and whoever lives within your family for 2.5 weeks. Martial law might be declared. You can't go no damn well. You know why? You know those people who broke in the Capitol? Some of them were military dressed up as Trump, and they stole Pelosi's laptop and other senators. That's why she started impeachment proceedings, because they know they got all their crap on all their crap on, you know, how evil they are. The military's got their laptops. That's why she started the impeachment the next day. You understand? I'm just telling you the truth. So because of this, please tell your family and friends, have enough, just in case they might do martial law big time where you can't go out for 2 weeks. So please get enough water and food and medicine, toilet paper, first aid for 2 weeks in case things are shut down for 2 weeks. It'll only take 2 weeks, because 2 weeks it'll take them to squash the rebellion. Just to let you know. It's true. So please tell you and your friends to get enough water now before the 20th, enough water, and food and first aid to toilet paper will last you for two to three weeks, just in case they shut down everything and you can't go shopping for 2 or 3 weeks. They'll only do it for 2 or 3 weeks, that's all. So that's what I'm telling my daughter in Florida. But my daughter here, she ain't listening to shit. I'm sorry, I mean to swear. I'm imperfect. But I don't smoke cigarettes, I don't smoke weed, I don't take no drugs no more, okay? So you can trust me. Okay?
Good to know, man. Thank you so much, man.
Just let you know. All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting Orange straight, because I want to make sure he gets it, because you guys are going to make damn money, because once he gets his settlement, he'll be ordering that stuff all the time, because he's got a fries bad in his hands. And when he puts it on, guess what? Tell your people. He said, Beth, my hands can open, 80% of the pain is gone, and I can work and nail letter and help my friend put his deck on. He's paying me. So you're helping him make money. And you're going to make money, because once he gets his settlement, he's going to, once this bottle is done, by that time he'll get his 40 grand next month or so, and you're going to hear his name, Patrick Lyman, and he's going to be ordering from you guys, because he's going to have a lot of money. Isn't that good? We're helping each other all around. I have no ulterior motives.
That's definitely good to know.
So you just listen, between you and me, I know you're young. Are you in your 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, get your life right with God, okay?
I'm definitely trying.
It's your business. You know in your mind what you're doing. So this is a suggestion, but you're not my daughter. I told my daughter, because you're not my daughter, I told her in more heavier words, because she just, which I got upset. You know what happened? Accidentally, she got pregnant. I said, this ain't the time, but see, which I'm glad in a way. You know why? Because, like, mm-hmm. She's living with this military guy, and I said, Becca, you have to marry him or you're going to be destroyed. You're committing fornication, sexual immorality, and that's opening to the devil. When you marry someone, then you're opening yourself to God's spirit. You understand? But when you're living with someone, I used to do it. So, listen, I'm putting myself down. I was very bad in Massachusetts, miss. So one for me. I turned my life around just 3 years ago. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke freaking weed. I don't smoke cocaine no more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And plus other things, you'd be shocked. You'd be surprised. Listen, back in Massachusetts, I lived in the worst section of Springfield, at the hood. A white girl doing crack all the time. With my I could tell you stories, you'd be surprised I'm alive. I was in a hood with the blacks and Puerto Ricans for 2 years, doing crack. That's just a service. But I told you more, you'd be shocked out of your mind. So you know you can believe me. Because I lived in the hood for 2 years, right? 2008 to November 2010. Smoking crack and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's the hood, the bat. A lot of bad things happened. I could have been killed at least 2 or 3 times. Not that I did something wrong, but other people could have. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And seriously, one night we could have been killed. I'll tell you in a second. You're going to be shocked. Her friend brought a guy over. We didn't know who he was. He had $500 for crack, right? So after we did it, I could tell. Because I'm old, 10 years older than her, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what did me. I said, he expects something or he's going to be violent. I said, Debbie, I said, give me a damn condom right now in case something blows up and somebody gets hurt or killed. So she gave me a damn condom so he can do it and get the hell out of our house so nobody will get killed.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. I do have to stop you right there because we're unable to talk about certain things. So if there's nothing else I could do with the company, Omex, ma'am.
I definitely will.
I apologize, because all calls are my demands. So I have to stop you right there. But I definitely hope I took care of you today, and thank you so much for calling on myself.
I'm just
okay.
Reason why I said that, I probably should, because I want you to know you can trust me.
I definitely understand, but thank you so much, ma'am, and you have a good
day.
Okay.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.